As soon as 8-year-old Sidra Al-Bordini returned from the clinic with her prosthetic arm, she jumped on a bicycle in the Jordanian refugee camp where she lives, riding for the first time since a missile strike in Gaza took her arm a year ago. Sidra was injured while sheltering at Nusirat School, one of several Gaza schools converted into makeshift refuges from Israeli strikes. Her mother, Sabrine Al-Bordini, said Gaza's collapsed health services and the family's inability to leave at the time made it impossible to save her hand. A technician checks a prosthetic limb at the Bionics in Karachi, April 29, 2024, Reuters. She's out playing, and all her friends and siblings are fascinated by her arm, Al-Bordini said on the phone, repeatedly thanking God for this day. I can't express how grateful I am to see my daughter happy. The arm was built over 4,000 kilometers away in Karachi by Bionics, a Pakistani company that uses a smartphone app to take pictures from different angles and create a 3D model for custom prosthetics. CEO Anas Nias said the social enterprise startup had fit more than 1,000 custom-designed arms inside Pakistan since 2021, funded through a mix of patient payments, corporate sponsorship, and donations. But this was its first time providing prosthetics to those impacted in conflict. They didn't ask for much, just a chance to move again, to feel like kids again. This is not just about prosthetics, it's about restoring what should have never been taken. Bionics hashtag Gaza, Sidra hashtag Bionic hashtag, Gaza survivor hashtag accessibility hashtag, inclusivity hashtag heal Gaza, pic.twitter.com/fx5u4oiz. Bionics.org, at Bionics.org, July 4, 2025. Sidra and 3-year-old Habibat Allah, who lost both her arms and a leg in Gaza, went through days of remote consultations and virtual fittings. Then Niaz flew from Karachi to Amman to meet the girls and make his company's first overseas delivery. Sidra's device was funded by Mafaz Clinic in Amman, while donations from Pakistanis paid for Habibat's. Mafaz CEO and teaser A.S. Aker said the clinic partnered with Bionics for its low costs, remote solutions, and ability to troubleshoot virtually. Niaz said each prosthetic arm costs about $2,500, significantly less than the $10,000 to $20,000 for alternatives made in the United States. A technician works on computers with prosthetic limb diagram at Bionics in Karachi, April 29, 2024, Reuters. While Bionics arms are less sophisticated than U.S. versions, they provide a high level of functionality for children, and their remote process makes them more accessible than options from other countries such as Turkey and South Korea. We plan on providing limbs for people in other conflict zones too, like Ukraine, and become a global company, Niaz said. Globally, most advanced prosthetics are designed for adults and rarely reach children in war zones, who need lighter limbs and replacements every 12 to 18 months as they grow.